ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಅಯಂ ಬಂಧು ಪರೋ ನೇತಿ ಗಣನಾಂ ಲಘುಚೇತಸಾಂ ಉದಾರ ಚರಿತಾನಾಂ ತು ವಸುಧೈವ ಕುಟುಂಬಕಂ. ವನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಬ್ರದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ನ್ಯಾರೋ ಮೈಂಡೆಡ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್. ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಬ್ರಾಡ್ ಮೈಂಡೆಡ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ ನೋಬಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಲೀವ್ that the whole world is one family, all are one. With this beautiful divine thought, let us begin the proceedings of today, offering my reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, respected elders, revered leaders of all the different faiths of the world, my dear Sai brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Loving welcome to one and all. All of you who are assembled here, as well as millions of those people whose hearts are here with us today and watching us live now from across the globe. At the outset, we have a musical rendering encompassing the hymns of different faiths of the world. This rendering is being done by the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, entitled God is One.
Is called by many names. God, Allah, Ishwar, Yahweh.
Ekamkar Satna.
Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vajanti.
Allah
Akbar Ekam Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ekam sat
Ramadeva Swami.
The theme song, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, representatives from 20 different states of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, the Balavikas children, the alumni of Balavikas, students of the Sri Satya Sai schools from all over India, Mahila Vibhag, Seva Dal, and the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning from all different campuses, along with people from 42 different countries, joined together in this rally depicting we are all one.
कुटुम में बरसे नित्यम सुधा, इसलिए प्रभु ने रची है ये वसुधा। मानव का बंधुत्व, ईश्वर का पितृत्व इस कुटुम का है, ये आधार तत्व है प्रेमिक धर्म वसुधैव कुटुम्बकम्।
My most reverential pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. We are all gathered here today for the first International Vedic Conference and the Multi-Faith Symposia, which is going to happen today in the afternoon. It's my great privilege and honor to introduce the esteemed leaders from the various faiths who are amidst us this morning. I would request, as I announce the names, to kindly rise for the audience and the devotees of Bhagwan. Maulana Abdul Rahman Mulaji is the General Secretary of All India Imam Association, West Bengal. Professor Ali Muhammad Naqvi, Professor and Dean, Department of Shia Theology at the Al Ayyad Muslim University. Shri Bharat Bhai Mehta, devotee, follower and trustee of the Bochanvasi Akshardham Trust, Bangalore. Very Venerable 7th Chungpo Gyaltan Rinpoche. He is from the Palbang Sherbaling Monastic Seat in District Kangra, Himachal Pradesh. And brothers and sisters, I have a great privilege to introduce Rinpoche Ji. He has come out for this special occasion after 3 months of his spiritual retreat, especially for this occasion. The retreat has to end in December. Shri Dinesh Rao, Secretary, State Baha'i Council, Karnataka, Bangalore. Our next esteemed guest is Rabbi Ezekiel Isaac Malikar, Priest and Honorary Secretary of Judah Hayam Synagogue, New Delhi. Father Felix Jones, Secretary to the Commission of Interfaith Dialogue of the Archdiocese of Delhi. We are very privileged to have Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, Jathedar Akal Takht Harmandir Sahib. Honorable Karma Gilik Yuthok, the Kelon Religious Affairs from Dharamsala is amidst us. A very warm welcome to you, sir. We also have amidst us Shri Kunal Bhai Bhatt, who is the trustee of the Babs Trust from Bangalore Mandir. Our very esteemed guest, Acharya Dr. Lokesh Muniji, founder, president, Ahimsa Vishwa Bharati. Another very, very esteemed guest this morning is Haji Sayyid Salman Chishti, who is the Gaddi Nashin of the Dargah Ajmer Sharif. Maulana Shafiq Kazmi Ji, President All India Imam Association, Chief Imam of West Bengal. And last but not the least, Shri Shehriyar Wakil, Vice President of the Zoroastrian Association, Bangalore. We will also be, in this afternoon, the chairman of the Interfaith Symposium, our own Air Marshal N.C. Suri. So, and my brother, Shri Kalyan Ray. Thank you very much. The governor is on his way. Brothers and sisters, put your hands together for our chief guest this morning, Governor of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, Shri ESL Narasimhan Ji.
We now have our All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, Sri Nimish Pandya Ji, who is also an eminent attorney in Mumbai, to welcome the gathering. Sri Nimish Pandya.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beautiful master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. On behalf of all present here and the millions watching these proceedings live all over the world, on behalf of all good-meaning human beings all over the world who have righteousness in their heart and love for fellow mankind, together we offer our prayers to Bhagwan today so that we can earn the grace of the Divine Master, so that he gives us the good sense to live like human beings expressing divinity. Whichever faith we may belong to, whichever path we may have chosen, but ultimately we all realize that man is supreme and the world is a very beautiful place created for mankind to achieve the Divine Master. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the day when we stand committed to living in action and living in practice the divine message of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba when he said that there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is one language, the language of the heart. And there is one religion, the religion of love. Dear brothers and sisters, Baba came on earth to tell us that we have created a lopsided world for ourselves. In a world where man is supreme, we have completely devalued man. Things have become more important than the human being, when it should have been the other way around. That man is more important than everything in the world. Because Swami pointed out to us and wanted to revalue man. The supreme being of creation is a human being. And this human being has a great goal. If you're a Hindu, you have been realized that your value is Divyatma Swarup Dulara, as Bhagwan always called man. If you're a Muslim, you're told Noor-e Khuda Ho Tum. If you're a Christian, you say God and you are one. The very value of man in every religion is supreme. And the goal for mankind also is very unique. If you're a Muslim, you're told, you live your life in such a way that Qayamat ke din tere Khuda ko jawab dene ki tumhari shamta badhe. If you're a Christian, the day of judgment you answer your God. Take the Hindu philosophy and the goal of human life is moksha, attain the divinity. So man on this earth is the most valuable creature. And the goal of life is supreme, much higher than just living and just existing. Eating, drinking is not the goal of man of life. Attaining the supreme being. And to make things very clear, Bhagwan Baba created that the best part is that man being the reflection of divinity, the best part is to look inwards and not outwards. Because the power of God resides within man. And the more you look inside, the more the glory of God unveils to you. The more you look inside and practice looking for divinity within yourself, the path and the vision broadens. And the path which Bhagwan showed us of love all, serve all becomes easy. Bhagwan directed that the best way to love God is to serve mankind. Service to man is service to God. And this is the philosophy of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, which he always wished and encouraged all of us to practice in day-to-day life. These are not sermons to be said on the stage, but these are commitments in day-to-day practice that Bhagwan wanted us to involve ourselves. Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the name, often created confusion in the minds of men. That why would a man call himself Bhagwan? But Bhagwan, out of his immense commission, said that no. If I call myself Bhagwan, you also are Bhagwan, because all of us are reflection of the same divinity. And that was the beauty of the message of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Bhagwan declared that I have come on this earth not to start a new religion. I have no new faith to start. I have no new cult. I have no new message. I have come to tell mankind that love is the foundation of all faiths. Peace is the birthright of every human being. Bliss is what he is born with and should die with. And I have just come to tell all of you that whatever be your faith, be true to your faith. If you're a Hindu, be a true Hindu. If you're a Muslim, be a true Muslim. If you're a Buddhist, be a true Buddhist. If you're a Zoroastrian, be a true Zoroastrian. If you're a Christian, be a true Christian. And that was the mandate. He came to encourage every faith to follow their faith with honesty and integrity and in practice. Because Bhagwan always insisted that sermons are not enough. Practice is important. Every one of us must follow our faith strictly, because at the end of it, the essence of all this practice is that comes the awareness within yourself of the divine power of the master himself, when he recognizes that the same God who's inside me is in everybody else. And that's the recognition and the way to live life. See the divinity in every human being. And the path he laid for us, brothers and sisters, is the path of service. More you serve, the better you realize the commonality of the divine power that rules mankind. And that was the mandate of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. The Satya Sai Seva organizations all over the world is now committed to ensure that we bring this camaraderie, this friendship, the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God as the ruling power of the 21st century. We are inspired by Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. This is not the job of any one person. Each one of us have to do this for ourselves. Because the master plan of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, as we oft repeat, is very simple. If there is righteousness in the heart, which is the first pre-qualification of being a good human being. If there is righteousness in the heart, then there is beauty in character. Because without character, a human being may be in form, but he cannot be a human being if he doesn't have a strong character. If there is beauty in character, then there is harmony in the home. The home is the most sacrosanct place. The home has to be blissful. If there is harmony in the home, then there is order in the nation. Imagine expecting order in the nation if there is no harmony in the home. Bhagwan said it will never be done. And then there is order in the nation, then there will be peace in the world. For all who are yearning peace, imagine this medication of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, this message is the only thing which the logical mind tells you that yes, if there is righteousness in the heart, then there is beauty in character. If there is beauty in character, there is harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, then there is order in the nation, then peace in the world. If all the faiths come together, unitedly, and see one direction, the best part of motherland India, brothers and sisters, is that this is the country, this is the tradition that has encompassed the love of all faiths. In fact, all faiths have been thriving in this motherland, Bharat, to the greatest of beauty, and we've always lived together with great affection and great situation. The second theme of the conference is the Vedic, first international Veda conference. The message of Vedas in its secular form, given by Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, is a unique message. This has nothing to do with rituals. This has nothing to do with karma kanda. This is the very recitation, the sound, the omkar, the magic of the sound of the recitation of Vedas that can transform human beings, was a message that was given by Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. The Sat Sai International Organization, the Sat Sai Organization in India, throughout the world, is now committed to practice the recitation of the Vedas for the benefit of mankind, where we engulf the essence of the truth of the reality of spirituality. You'll be surprised to know that today in the congregation, we have very two unique sets of children. I have children from the fishermen community of Coimbatore, who recite excellent Vedas, and that's an amazing story that comes forth. And I have from Orissa children of parents who are languishing in the jails. These children have recited Vedas and transformed their lives. It's the amazing story of the congregation of people that has come here, brothers and sisters. This being the theme, we had prayers to Bhagwan, and I must not miss my duty in acknowledging the presence of our most honorable, the governor of Andhra Pradesh in Telangana, Shri Narasimhan. Apart from the stature that he holds, brothers and sisters, if one has to know what political life can be and what is the idealism in political life, one has to learn from Brother Narasimhan in his simplicity and honesty of character, which we have personally recognized for so many years. And the amazing presence of my guests from all the faiths of India. I had a nice session with them yesterday evening, and the glory and the joy and the aura on the face of each of them, brothers, has been amazing inspiration for all of us. And today, having come together, I think is a great benediction of the Almighty Lord, in whichever name we call Him, that He has brought all of us together here. And I deeply thank you from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai organization all over the world, for your presence here today. And I thank you very, very much. I also have with me great Vedic scholars who have come from different parts of the world and who are going to be giving their presentations in the Purnachandra Auditorium every afternoon for today and tomorrow, for the great learning of the Vedas that has come and the relevance to day-to-day life. And finally, I do hope at the end of these 2 days, all the people who have admired Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba in every part of this world will make a commitment that Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam is the way to perceive life and the world. And that's what we will achieve. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, our National Coordinator for Veda, Sri Subramanyam Gorthy, will give an overview of the 2 day, the first Sri Satya Sai International Vedic Conference and Multi-Faith Symposium, integrated with mass recitation of Vedas and multi-faith prayers for global peace and harmony.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Honorable Governor of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, Sri Narasimhanji, respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to one and all. We are grateful to Bhagwan for giving us this unique opportunity of being here on this momentous occasion of first Sri Satya Sai International Veda Conference and Multi-Faith Symposium. On the underlying significance of Vedas, Bhagwan Baba often said, different sounds have varied effects on the human psyche. The Vedic hymns, when chanted correctly, they create higher vibrations and resonate with higher vision and realization that help in calming the physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual planes of the chanter. Therefore, even if the meaning is partly assimilated, the sounds influence the way we conduct ourselves and help in unifying the thought, word, and action, or Trikarana Shuddhi. The chanting also cleanses the environment of baser instincts and brings about transformation even among the listeners. Vedas transmit to humanity the secret of happy life here and liberation hereafter. They ensure welfare and happiness for the three worlds and confer peace and security on the entire human society. Therefore, Bhagwan Baba often exhorted that Vedas should be learned by all so as to spread the divine vibrations of Veda among all classes of people, irrespective of caste, creed, color, and religion, because they are universal. In line with Bhagwan Baba's commandment, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization India has taken an initiative and is deeply pursuing to foster Vedas where a large number of children, young men and women, apart from adults, take to learning Vedas. This has nothing to do with the religion or the ritual. To further boost this initiative, with a view to create awareness among the masses about the importance of Vedas, with Bhagwan Baba's divine blessings, the organization is hosting this two-day event. This is a historic event and very unique because this conference is integrated with multi-faith prayers and mass recitation of Vedas, where thousands of Veda chanters from different parts of India and around the globe have been brought under the same roof to chant Vedas. This is the result of the small, golden, brilliant sapling of Veda that Bhagwan Baba had planted, has grown into a big tree. And this is going to grow even bigger to become a huge tree. Today, we live in a crisis-ridden society where the whole world is in turmoil when it challenges the very existence of the human race. In order to invoke peace and unity of the entire human society, the chanters' house assembled here are going to offer the most powerful Vedic hymn, Sri Rudram, to the Sarvavyapi Virata Purusha, the all-pervasive, eternal supreme being. And also they are going to chant Mantra Pushpam. Bhagwan Baba used to say always that man is essentially one, cannot be divided into caste, creed and religion, as man is fundamentally made of Panchabhutas or five elements, which by themselves do not have the caste, creed and religion. The congregation of chanters are going to chant with the spirit of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. We are all one world family, and Sangachadvam, Sambadadvam, Sambho Manamsi Janatam. May we converse collectively as one. May we speak unanimously as one. May we be known the people of one mind and one accord. I pray that the two-day event being organized at the lotus feet will be blessed by Bhagwan's divine guidance. Jai Sai Ram.
Ninety-two nectarine pearls extracted from the divine discourses of Bhagwan on the subject Vedas has been compiled in the form of a book by Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations India. The book is entitled Sri Sathya Sai Vedamritam. We now request Honorable Governor Sri ESL Narasimham Garu, who is the first citizen of the states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, to release this book. I also request the members of the Central Trust, Shri K. Chakravarti, Shri R. J. Ratnakar, Dr. V. Mohan, Shri G. S. C. R. V. Prasad Rao, Dr. Narendranath Reddy, Shri H. J. Dora of the Shri Sathya Sai World Foundation to join the ceremony. I thank all the dignitaries for releasing the book. I now invite Dr. V. Mohan, who is a trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, Prashanthi Nilayam, to address the August gathering. Dr. V. Mohan is an eminent diabetologist. He has received over 150 awards, which include the prestigious Padma Shri, Dr. B.C. Roy Award, Sri Satya Sai Dhanvantari Award, to name a few. With over 1,100 research papers, Dr. Mohan holds the world record for the maximum research papers published by a medical doctor. He heads the Dr. Mohan's diabetes clinic chain. He is actively involved in the Sri Satya Sai medical mission. He is going to speak about the importance of multi-faith in the world. Dr. V. Mohan.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my most loving, humble, and reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Lord and Master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Honorable Governor of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, Sri S.L. Narasimhan Garu. Respected members of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Respected Sri Nimish Pandya, All India President, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations. Respected Dr. Narendranath Reddy, Chairman of the Sri Satya Sai International Organizations. State Presidents, Trust Conveners and Office Bearers of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization and Trusts. Renowned Vedic Scholars from all over the globe. Eminent and distinguished leaders representing different faiths at this multi-faith symposium. Distinguished invitees, respected elders, and my beloved Sai brothers and sisters, my loving Sai Rams to all of you. At the outset, I would like to express my profound gratitude to Bhagavan and to all of you, particularly to Sri Chakravarti, Sri Ratnakar, and the Central Trust members, and the Sri Nimish Pandya for inviting me to speak on this very special occasion. I feel honored and humbled to accept invitation and pray to our beloved Bhagavan to bless these two holy and spiritual events and to immerse us in sheer bliss, joy, and love during the next 2 days at this holy abode of peace, Prashanthi Nilayam. The events being conducted here over the next 2 days are very special events in my opinion. Why? An international Vedic conference is a rare event. And the fact that it's being the first Sri Satya Sai International Veda Conference and a mass Veda chanting and a multi-faith symposium makes it even more special. What are the Vedas? The Vedas are not intonations. They are not just chanting. They are not just hymns. According to the dictionary, they are a large body of knowledge which is enshrined from ancient times. And the Vedas teach us many, many things. They teach us science. They teach us medicine. They teach us the art of living. And therefore, Vedas, in my humble opinion, are for the whole of humanity, not just for Hindus. For example, our ancient medical great physicians and surgeons of India, Shashaka, Charaka and Sushruta, have written so much in my own specialty of diabetes. If I read the Charaka Samhita, he has even described the various forms of diabetes, which after 2,500 years, we believe we are discovering only now. I would like to make a slight distinction, because nobody has done that till this morning, between multi-faith and interfaith. Multi-faith, which coincides with this Veda conference, according to the Oxford Dictionary, Sai brothers and sisters, the definition of multi-faith is involving or characterized by a variety of religions, and I'll come back to that in a minute. On the other hand, interfaith is only the beginning. We all come together. Very often we don't even sit together. When there's one religion, the other avoids it. By interfaith, the first step is taken. We sit down together and we listen to each other. That's the first step. And that's what is definitely going to happen here. But in my humble opinion, I think Bhagavan Baba would have expected us to go much further than that. We should not only listen to each other, We must begin to respect each other's religion and accept each other's religion. Of course, we can only follow one religion. We cannot follow multiple religions which may say different things. So you have your own religion. There's absolutely no problem. We are born in a religion. Let us continue that religion. There is no problem. But unless each one of us assembled here at the end of this 2 days conference begins to accept and respect every other religion, I don't think these 2 days would have made any sense. And in that sense, I'm really grateful to people from all faiths who have come here to teach us the glory of their own religion so that we may all learn from that. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we mean by multi-faith. Unfortunately, today the world is fragmented and divided in the very name of religion itself. In fact, I would go as far as to say that religion more often divides than unites, creates more hatred than love, the exact thing which religion is supposed to do. And I'm sure that this is a first step where we all begin to respect and love each other's religions. And where else can such a symposium be held than in Prashanti Nilayam? For our beloved Bhagwan strongly believed and advocated the unity of all faiths. Swami says it so eloquently and beautifully, and I quote, "All faiths are interrelated and mutually indebted to each other for the principles they teach and the disciplines they recommend. All have love as the fundamental discipline of the mind in order to chasten it and merge man with the divine," unquote. Again, Swami says, and I quote, "Let all the different faiths exist. Let them flourish. Let the glory of God be sung in all languages, in a variety of tunes. Respect the differences between the faiths and recognize them as valid as far as they do not extinguish the flame of unity," unquote. In fact, Swami says that unity is the first step to purity, which then leads to divinity. Swami has summed it all up so many times, and we have all said it so many times already today, that all that we have to learn, the essence of all that Swami has taught us, is summarized in just 8 words. When he said, "Love all, serve all, help ever, and hurt never." And if there are 8 words that we take back from this conference, it should be those 8 words. And if we are able to take that back, and if we are able to practice it, I think the very purpose of all of us coming together would have been achieved. To us Sai devotees, Swami says, you must remember this every day. And therefore, we have the Ashtotram. The Sri Satya Sai Ashtotram is the 108 names of Bhagwan, which we repeat. And the 94th or the 95th, in different books it's different, says, "Om Sri Sai Sarva Mada Sammadaya Namaha," which means salutations to Sri Sai, who accepts all faiths as equally true. I'm sure all of us sitting here are Sai devotees, say the Ashtotram every day, and if we don't, I think we should start today. Followers of Swami, therefore, have to be of multi-faith if we believe in the teachings of Bhagwan. Swami has said very nicely that the golden era or the Swarna Yuga is just round the corner, and very soon it will come. Ladies and gentlemen, this Swarna Yuga can only come if we all come together, if people of all faiths come together and respect and love each other, not just tolerate each other, but actually love each other. And again, as has been repeatedly quoted and our president also said, Swami has said that there is only one religion, the religion of love. We are going to hear later this afternoon and tomorrow world leaders from different faiths teach us what their religions have taught us. And I think there will be lessons that we can all learn from these great and eminent scholars. And we welcome you on behalf of the Central Trust. Let me welcome you all, sirs, to Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of peace. Before I end, I want to talk to you about one episode which occurred. And this occurred in my hospital, my diabetes hospital at Chennai. There was a Hindu priest who had come to consult me. And suddenly he charged into my room, full of anger, almost threatening me, And he said, "Doctor, you're promoting blasphemy." And for a moment, I was taken aback. And I said, "Can you please sit down, sir, and tell me what this is all about?" "No, no, you have written sheer blasphemy downstairs." And I said, "What is a blasphemy?" "You have written there a quotation which says that hands that help are holier than lips that pray. Are you saying that praying is not holy? This is sheer blasphemy." So I said, "Dear sir, with due respect, please take your seat. Let me try to explain to you." And then I told him, "Sir, you have come here for a checkup. Let us say at this very moment, I am in prayer now. Okay? I am now praying. And dear sir, heaven forbid, you faint, you have giddiness, or you have chest pain. Should I, dear sir, continue to pray, saying, 'No, no, this is my prayer time, I will not be disturbed,' or should I leave my prayer and come rushing to you?" The Lord in heaven would have expected me to do the latter as a doctor, to leave everything and then go. And in that sense, to him, to the good Lord, hands that help are indeed holier than lips that pray. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, work is worship. To all of us, work is worship. It is how we blend the two, making our own work worship by respecting all religions, respecting our brothers and sisters from all parts of the world, treating them equal, irrespective of caste, creed, or religion. That, I think, is a true religion. That is true faith in God. I once again pray to our beloved Bhagavan to bless the Veda conference as well as the multi-faith symposium. Om Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Dr. Mohan, for those wonderful insights into the concept of multi-faith. Swami, with your divine blessings, on behalf of those who are present here and abroad, we invite our Honorable Governor, Sri E.S.L. Narasimham Garu, to come over and deliver his inaugural address. Honorable Governor, Sri E.S.L. Narasimham.
Sai Ram. Do we understand the meaning of this salutation? To me, it simply means Bhagavan dwells in every one of us, and every one of us resides in Bhagavan. So once you have said Om Sri Sai Ram, I don't think we need to address anybody else in this gathering, however big or however small he is, because you have addressed the ultimate. And that is why I chose a salutation, Om Sri Sai Ram. As I stand before you on this great gathering, I am reminded of the Purusha Suktam, which talks of Vedaham Etam Purusham Mahantam Aditya Varnan Tamasa Parasthat. That is, that one who has gone, who is a Veda Purusha, is our Bhagavan. That is what it really means. I now realize that the one which transgresses all the Vedas, the Veda Purusha, is our Swami. Vedo akhilo dharma moolam. The Vedas are the root of all dharmas. If the roots are injured, the tree will be hurt. So it is our responsibility to keep these roots alive. Unless the roots are alive, the tree is not going to alive. And it is here that today this conference on global peace and harmony, and also of the multi-faith in a Vedic conference, is a singularly important occasion for all of us. After all, what did Swamiji tell us? Why did he want Vedas? It was that decades back, I recall, Swamiji had said, the Veda Goshanam will once again emerge on this land. And today I can see this Veda Goshanam is going to be here in front of us, and that was Swamiji's vision. When we call him Swamiji or as Bhagwan, it is because the vision that he had of what is going to happen decades back. Why today, after so many decades today, we are giving phrase to Swamiji's vision of Veda Goshnam. The Veda Goshnam is here with us. Bhagwan once said, Vedas is like a kalpa riksha, a tree which gives whatever we desire. However, in order to protect it, we have to constantly recite Vedas. That is the water which will help the tree to grow. Your sadhana is the fertilizer for the tree. It is only with adhyayana and sadhana that Vedas will bear the fruits of dharma. So, Veda samrakshana, vidvat poshana, dharma sthapana are essential today. And that is what Prashanti Nilayam is organizing today. In today's program, I see Bhagavan's vision or vision become a reality. He once said, I quote, "My task is to open your eyes to the glory of Vedas and to convince you that Vedic injunctions, when put into practice, will yield the promised results," unquote. How prophetic. What is Veda? Veda is that which enlightens or expounds fully a subject. After all, when we talk of Swamiji's own preachings, Bhagwan's own preachings, it is like Vedas. Why do I say that? It is basically asatho ma sadghamaya, tamaso ma jyotirghamaya, mrityo ma amritangamaya. That is, from ignorance to knowledge, from darkness to light, from death to immortality. That is what Swamiji's preachings were all about. And that was Vedas. For me, Swamiji's preachings were, in fact, the fifth Veda, is what I would say today. Apart from the four Vedas, I think Swamiji's preachings have now become the fifth Veda, where it is basically, it is opening our eyes to what is the reality and what is the truth. Vedas are for the entire humanity. It makes no distinction. Imagine how nice it would be to live in a world where there is no distinction of either religion, caste, creed, or whatever it is. My Dr. Mohan had said that the golden yug is ahead of us. I am saying the Swarna Kshanam has appeared here today. This is the Swarna Kshan, is this. This moment of glory is here with us. We don't wait, have to wait for the yuga. Yuga is something we don't have to wait, because the golden Kshan has come here. The Swarna Kshan is before us today. And that is what it is. The Vedas, this is Auparushaya. They were communicated by word of mouth from generation to generation. That was India's greatness. The Indian memory, as compared to the artificial intelligence that we are all talking today. In fact, the other day when I was talking about the artificial intelligence in one forum, I said artificial intelligence as an add-on facility, as a facilitator, is good. But if it is to substitute the human brain, we will be producing a generation of brain-dead youngsters. I feel that artificial intelligence can only be used as a facilitator and not as a substitute. Because the Vedas today are alive, because these are things which have come from generation to generation by word of mouth. It is not written. Memory. Memory is the greatness of Indian mind. And today, unfortunately, a stage has come where we have to probably look somewhere outside the country for somebody to tell us about our own greatness. This is what I feel very sad about. If somebody tells us yoga is good for us, we start practicing yoga. If somebody tells us pranayama is good, we go and pay 15,000 rupees to learn pranayama today. If somebody tells us this is what Swamiji had said, then we understand what Swamiji had said. But Swamiji is here with us. Why do we have to look outside somewhere else to somebody else to tell us what is so great about India? The Indian heritage. There is nothing that is not available in the Vedas. From mathematics to astronomy to astrology to medicine to technology, you name it, metallurgy. It is there in our Vedas. It is our ignorance. What for something which we do not know, we pretend that it does not exist. Ignorance of knowledge is taken as non-existence of knowledge. Non-existence. That is our biggest problem today. Knowledge comes to be known, to be only when it is known. Knowledge gets to live when it is shared. That was Swamiji's dream. Share everything. Share happiness. Share joy. Share sorrow. Share life. That was Swamiji's vision. Unless you share, it will remain where it is. Only if it is shared, it expands. Nothing stays stationary. Unless we are able to share everything, then from one people, from, for example, from this great sadhas, there are lakhs of people, thousands of people here with you. when you will go and share back home, saying this is what happened today in the Prashanthi Nilayam. So it goes on multiply. The multiply factor occurs only with sharing. If we don't share, we are not going to get anything today. And what is the use of, what is the greatness of such a gathering? It is because in Vedas, when recited singly is different, and Vedas as a Ghoshana, as a huge volume of men who say it, it has a different vibration. The vibrations, there's a relation between the vibration that the Vedas produce and the effect on our human system. You spend about half an hour here today listening to the Veda recitation, and you will find that all of us are a changed human being at least for that half an hour. I may not be a changed human being after half an hour. I may go back to what my Narasimha avatar is. But at least for that half an hour, the Narasimha avatar will be non-existent, because you will be immersed in the Vedas. That is the essence of your Veda Ghoshana, or when people talk of Veda. The land of Bharat is extolled as a Veda Bhumi, as it is considered to be a birthplace of Vedas. We have a tradition where Bharatiyas held the scholars and wise men in high esteem. I think today we need to learn to respect men of learning and men of eminence. Because it is these respected men today who are keeping this country and keeping this humanity together today. It is not you and I, but it is these men of eminence, and we need to respect elders. We need to respect men of learning. We need to respect men of eminence. Paropakara punyaya papaya parapidanam, which Bhagavan said as help ever, hurt never. That is all. In simple word, he put it in a very simple word, help ever, hurt never. Bhagavan gave his teachings in a very simple form so that masses and ignorant people like me can understand. I can understand great experts like doctor or others who are exponents of Vedas and various things who can understand things. But for simple people, Bhagavan's preachings were essentially meant for the simple masses. Please believe me when I say that. It is not intended for the highly educated people who may think they know everything. Aham Brahmasmi. That's a different concept altogether. But in the words of Bhagavan, it was for simple people to me. And Bhagavan also talked of humanity as one family, and hence there should be love amongst all human beings. Vasudeva Kutumbakam, love all and serve all. The simple message that sparked the divine light within millions of people across the world to tread the divine path. Swamiji is a spiritual master who inspired humanity to live a life of satya, dharma, shanti, prema and ahimsa. Do you require anything more than this? Your knowledge might be very good. You may be able to reach to the moon, you may be able to reach to the Mars, but basically as a human being, all that we require is these five qualities: satya, dharma, shanti, prema and ahimsa. With these five qualities you get peace of mind, and if you have peace of mind, the world will not go into pieces, P-I-E-C-E-S. What you require is P-A-C-E and not P-I-E-C-E-S today. Today, because of absence of all this, we are talking to the pieces rather than peace. The whole trouble is we are misinterpreting the whole thing. Man's core nature is Subhava. By nature, every man is Subhava. Following the preachers in the Veda, we can promote unity in diversity. The concept, what is the essence of the concept of Veda? When a student finishes learning the Vedas, he goes to the preceptor and says, Master, now that I have completed my Vedas, preaching in Veda, and I'm going to enter this world, what do I do? The master gives him a simple slogan: Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atiti Devo Bhava. Yes, this is fine. I can regard all these people. Then what? He says, Satyam Vada Dharmanchara. Just simple, two simple things. Speak the truth and follow the dharma. A dharma is an encompassing world. Satya is a very encompassing world. This huge truth is that the great preacher of Vedas gives us in two words, Satyam Vada Dharmanchara. And that is what is important about us. While there is no peace, either mental or in the environment, there can be no happiness. Truth and knowledge give us happiness. The Vedas preach us to be unselfish, be peaceful. Do not talk ill of others. Thyaga durjana samasargam. Leave association with people of evil thoughts. Thought, speech and action must be in harmony. It represents a simple harmonic motion. That is what speech, action and thought represents. A harmonious blend of jnana yoga, bhakti yoga and karma yoga is the need of the hour. None of them by isolation can get you the peace. In fact, what we need today is Sudarshan. What is Sudarshan? A good approach. And that is what Bhagavan has provided us. This Sudarshan has been provided to us by Bhagavan himself. We must realize that we are today not in Kurukshetra, but in Karmakshetra. The Kurukshetra of today is really our Karmakshetra. And that is why the annunciation of Lord Krishna in Kurukshetra is Karmanye Vadikaraste Ma Paleshucha. That is, action is thy duty, fruit is not thy action. This is what Swamiji also said. Do your duty and the fruits you will get yourself. Swamiji never expect any results when he started this great life of his, when he adventured on earth. He never expected there will be such a huge gathering that will come and going to talk about Bhagavan's preachings decades later or centuries later. He only did his duty. Karmanye Vadikaraste. You have the right only to perform. To reap the fruits is not in your hands. That will come on its own. Ultimately, what are we trying to achieve? The top of the mountain is only one. The peak is only one. But you may have several paths. Today you have Mount Everest. There are several paths by which you can go and reach Mount Everest. So you must understand the concept of oneness. Ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti. God is one. You may call him by different names. Faith is one. You may call it by different names. The religion does not really classify us into anything at all. Ultimately, the essence of all religion is moksha, or to attain liberation, or whatever you may, or peace of mind, whatever you may call it. You may call it by different terms. Ultimately, it is ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti. That is what it is all about. We must understand this. In fact, Swamiji had said, let different faiths exist, let them flourish, and let the glory of God be sung in all the languages and in a variety of tunes. That should be the ideal. Respect the differences between the faiths and recognize them as valid as long as they do not extinguish the flame of unity. The underlying thing is faith. And what is faith? Faith is Purna Vishwasam. That is all that is required. Faith in humanity, faith in brotherhood, faith in that all of us are one. If we are born, we have to leave this earth someday. But if we can bring about peace among all of us, if we can bring about unity among us, that is what is it. Bhagavan said once, I quote, each should practice his own religion sincerely. A Christian should be a good Christian. A Hindu should be a good Hindu. A Muslim should be a good Muslim. Let each one be a practitioner of religion. All I want is a good human being. Ultimately, whatever you may do, whatever you may not do, you have to be a good human being. In fact, in our Upanishad it says, Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincham jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhugnathe ma giridi kashyadhanim. By sacrificing, you enjoy happiness. You give in, and that is where happiness comes in. And as Kanchi Paramacharya, the same lines of Bhagavan, had once said, Maitrim bhajata akila hitajitaram. That is, cultivate friendship and humility, which will conquer the hearts of everyone. Look upon others similar to yourself. Renounce war. Forsake competition. Give up aggression. Don't be aggressive. Mother Earth yields that she gives them all the things that we desire. There is only one Father in common God. He is our Father, the most compassionate of one and all. Practice restraints. Do donate your wealth to others. So be kind to others, O people of the world. May all people of this world be happy and prosperous. This is what Bhagavan taught us in a simple language. Give, share all, give all, be happy. Ultimately, unless we are able to share, there is not going to be any happiness. And that is the simplest message that Bhagavan gave to all of us. Harmony amongst mankind, harmony between the teacher and the taught, harmony in the family, harmony in the world. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shri Sai Ram.
Thank you, Honorable Governor. Very true, sir. The golden women's have come in. Your gracious presence and your thoughts of unity that we are all one makes these golden moments shine with glitter, golden glitter. Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of all those who are gathered here and across the world, we now pray to you, Bhagwan, the omniscient, the omnipotent, and the omnipresent Lord, the Veda Purusha, to give your valuable and divine discourse.
సకల వేదాంత గ్రంథాల సారమెల్ల ఒక్క వాక్యాన చెప్పుదు ఒక్కసారి. సకల వేదాంత గ్రంథాల సారమెల్ల ఒక్క వాక్యాన చెప్పుదు ఒక్కసారి. సర్వజీవుల యందున్న ఆత్మ నేయను ఒక్కటేయని మనమున ఎంచరయ్యా. సకల జీవుల యందున్న ఆత్మ నేను ఒక్కటేయని మనమున ఎంచరయ్యా. ఒక్కటేయని మనమున
The essence of all the scriptures, including Vedas, can be told, and I would like to tell it in one sentence, and that is, Atma, which is in all living beings, and also in me, is the same. Please recognize in your hearts and understand this truth firmly and clearly.
Divyatma Sarupulara,
embodiments of divine Atma.
Mantra Drashtalaya Maharshilu Avishkarimpabadina Satyavakya Samuhame Vedam.
Veda is an accumulation of the expression of the experiences of those seers who had vision of the mantras.
Bhuta bhavishyatunandu vartamanamulayandu tirugulele satyani aavishkarimpajesinatuvantide vedam.
It is Veda which has shown and declared the transcendental truth which transcends the past, present and future.
త్రిలోకములకు యోగక్షేమం నందించి సమాజములో అవసరమైనటువంటి విజ్ఞాన శాంతిను నెలకొల్పినటువంటిది వేదము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది వేద విచ్ కెన్ కన్ఫర్ వెల్ఫేర్ ఆన్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ వరల్డ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో గివ్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ అండ్ జాయ్ టు ది ఎంటైర్ సొసైటీ.
పరమపురుషుని ఉచ్ఛ్వాస నిశ్వాసములే వేదము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ఇన్హేలింగ్ అండ్ ఎక్సేలింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది పరమపురుష.
ఇది విద్ధ అనేటువంటి ధాతువు నుంచి ఉద్భవించినటువంటిది.
ఇట్ హస్ టేకన్ ఇట్స్ ఆరిజిన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద రూట్ వర్డ్ విత్.
విత్ అనగా జ్ఞానం.
విత్ రెఫర్స్ టు విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ నాలెడ్జ్.
జ్ఞానమయమైనటువంటిదే వేదం.
వేద ఈస్ దేర్ఫోర్ సఫ్యూజ్డ్ విత్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ విజ్డమ్.
అనంతమైనటువంటిది వేదం.
వేద ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫైనిట్.
అనంతో వై వేద అని జ్ఞానము కూడాను అనంతమైనటువంటిది.
నాలెడ్జ్ ఆల్సో ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్.
ఇట్టి అనంతమైనటువంటి వేదమును సామాన్య మానవులు అధ్యయనం చేసి దానిని పూర్తిగా అధ్యసించటము ఇది కష్టతరమైనటువంటి విషయం.
వేద విచ్ ఈజ్ సో ఇన్ఫైనిట్ కెనాట్ బి స్టడీడ్ అండ్ మాస్టర్డ్ బై ఆర్డినరీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్.
ఇంత పెద్ద వేదమును అధ్యయనం చేయటకు కాలము కూడాను అధికముగా పడుతుంది.
ఇట్ నీడ్స్ a lot of time to study and master such infinite Veda.
Anduvalana samanyamaina manavudu Veda adhyayanam cheyataku emaatram kudunu poonukoradu.
That is the reason why ordinary human beings do not proceed to master and study Veda.
Ee vidyalu endu rendu rakamulaina vidyalu galavu.
There are two types of education and learning.
Okati paravidya, rendavadi aparavidya. one may be called Paravidya and the other is Aparavidya. Vedamalu anni kudanu kevalam aparavidyanu maatrame bodhisthu vachayi. All the Vedas may be classified as Aparavidyas. Dharmartha kamalu maatrame elarku vivijisthu vachayi. They have always taught attaining dharma, artha and kama. Dani tadupari ఏదో వాటి నివర్తంతే అప్రాప్య మనసా సహా అని దీన్ని వర్ణించడానికి వీలు కాలేటువంటిది మోక్షములకు సరి అయినటువంటి యొక్క మార్గము తన స్వప్రయత్నమే అనేటువంటిది గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించారు.
ఆఫ్టర్ దీస్ త్రీ థింగ్స్ ఇట్ హస్ బీన్ జస్ట్ ఎన్ ఎంటిటీ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి రీచ్డ్ ఓన్లీ బై సెల్ఫ్ ఎఫర్ట్.
వేదములు న కర్మణ న ప్రజయ ధనేన త్యాగే నీకీ అమృతత్వ మానసులు. ఈ త్యాగం చేతనే ఈ అమృతత్వం అనేటువంటి యొక్క మోక్షము ప్రాప్తిస్తుందని త్యాగము లేకుండా ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క స్థానం మనం పొందలేమని కూడా నిరూపిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
వేదాస్ హావ్ డిక్లేర్డ్ దట్ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ కుడ్ బి ఒబ్టైన్ ఓన్లీ బై సాక్రిఫైస్ అండ్ రినన్సియేషన్ అండ్ బై నో అదర్ మీన్స్.
కనుక వేదములు పురుషార్థమైనటువంటి మూడింటిని మాత్రమే చక్కగా ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
వేదాస్ హ్యావ్ taught very clearly things relating to the first three
నాలుగవదైనటువంటి వేదము నాలుగవదైనటువంటి మోక్షము మానవుని ప్రయత్నం ద్వారా దైవానుగ్రహం చేతను మానవుని యొక్క సాధన చేతను ఇది లభ్యమవుతుంది.
ద ఫోర్త్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ లిబరేషన్ అండ్ ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ కెన్ బి ఒబ్టైన్ ఓన్లీ బై సెల్ఫ్ ఎఫర్ట్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ ద గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
ఈ జగత్తునకు ఐహికము ఆముష్కము రెండింటి యొక్క తత్వము అత్యవసరము.
ఫర్ లివింగ్ ఎ వర్ల్డ్లీ లైఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నెసెసరీ టు మేక్
హేమను సిగింప హేమతారక విద్య పరమను సిగింప బ్రహ్మ విద్య అన్నారు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ సెట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ది వర్ల్డ్లీ లైఫ్ యూ హావ్ టు ఫాలో ది హేమతారక విద్య.
జీవనోపాధి ఒకటి, జీవిత పరమావధి మరొకటి.
లీకింగ్ అవుట్ ఎ లివింగ్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఆస్పెక్ట్.
జీవనోపాధి నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటి యొక్క తత్వమును ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చాయి వేదములు.
Vedas have taught methods of earning the livelihood.
ఇష్టములను నెరవేర్చుకున్నకు అయిష్టములను దూరం గాలించుకున్నకు తగినటువంటి ఉపాయములను ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చిన వేదము.
They have all taught methods of earning whatever is necessary for a living and also how to free oneself from.
ఇది ప్రాచీన కాలం నుండి గురు శిష్య పరంపరంగా కూడా ఇది అభివృద్ధి గావించుకుంటూ వచ్చింది.
Right from ancient times through గురు శిష్య పరంపర, that is the teacher taught process, this have been
ఈ వేదములకు 9 పేర్లు గలవు.
There are 9 names given for this Vedas.
శృతి అనుశృతి,
శృతి అనుశృతి,
త్రయి
త్రయి,
ఆమ్నాయం ప్రమామ్నాయం,
ఆమ్నాయం ప్రమామ్నాయం,
ఛందస్సు
ఛందస్సు,
స్వాధ్యాయము
స్వాధ్యాయం,
గమనం ఆగమనం. అనగా ఈ మూడింటి 9 యొక్క లక్షణాలను చక్కగా గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ నెససరీ టు రికగ్నైజ్ ది 9 నేమ్స్ గివన్ ఫర్ దిస్ వేదాస్, దేర్ కరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్.
శృతి,
ద ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ శృతి.
గురువు ఉచ్చరించేటువంటి పదములను శ్రద్ధాభక్తితో తాను కూడా ఉచ్చరించి గురువు ఏ విధమైనటువంటి శబ్దములను ఉచ్చరించాడో అదే విధంగా తాను శ్రవణం చేసి ఉచ్చరించేటువంటి యొక్క స్థితికి ఇది శృతి అని పేరు పెట్టారు.
శృతి రెఫర్స్ టు ద చాంటింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది గురు ప్రిసెప్టర్ విచ్ హాస్ టు బి హర్డ్ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్లీ అటెంటివ్లీ అండ్ విత్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ బై ది స్టూడెంట్.
అలాగే చేత తాను గురువు ఉచ్చరించినట్టే తాను కూడా ఉచ్చరించి ఆ వేదమును అధ్యయనం చేయటం చేతనే ఇది శృతి అనుశృతి అని దీనికి ఒక పేరు.
దట్ మీన్స్ టు సే దట్ బై హియరింగ్ ది చాంటింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రిసెప్టర్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు లర్న్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. సో హియరింగ్
వేదము అనంతమైనదిగా ఉండి ఒక్కటిగానే ఉండేటువంటిది.
ఎర్లియర్ దెర్ వాస్ ది వేద వాస్ అన్డివైడెడ్ అండ్ ఇట్ వాస్
మూడు మాత్రంగానే విభజిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
లేటర్ ఇట్ వాస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు
ఋగ్వేదము యజుర్వేదము సామవేదము.
అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఋగ్వేద యజుర్వేద అండ్ సామవేదం.
ఈ మూడు మాత్రమే చాలా కాలము జగత్తులో వ్యాపిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
ఫర్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్ వేద షార్ట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ దీస్ త్రీ పార్ట్స్.
మ్నా అనేటువంటి యొక్క ధాతువులకు అభ్యాసము అని ఒక అర్థము.
వన్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది రూట్ వర్డ్ మ్నా ఈజ్ లెర్నింగ్, అభ్యాసం.
ఆమ్నాయం అనగా అభ్యాసం చేత, అధ్యయనం గావించటం చేత దీనికి ఆమ్యాయం అని పేరు వచ్చింది.
The word ఆమ్యాయం is given to Vedas as they can be learned by practice and repetition.
దీన్ని ఉచ్చరించి అధ్యయనం చేస్తే సమాధ్యాయం ఒక ఆమ్యాయం అని కూడా పేరు వచ్చింది.
As these can be learned in accordance with the correct tune, they have been given the name
సామవేదం చందోబద్ధమైనటువంటి యొక్క దీనికల వల్ల దీనికి ఛందస్సు అని కూడా మరొక పేరు వచ్చింది.
As Samaveda is based entirely on Chandas, it has also got the name Chandas.
ఇది పరంపరంగా అనగా తండ్రి బిడ్డల పరంపరంగా వంశ పరంపరంగా దీన్ని అధ్యయనం చేసుకుంటూ రావటం చేతనే దీనికి అభ్యాసము అని అధ్యాయం అని కూడా వచ్చింది.
As Vedas have been learned from generation to generation by transmitting from one generation to another generation, this has been also called as adhyayanam.
ఈ ఆగమ నిగమం అనేటువంటిది భగవంతుని యొక్క ఉచ్ఛ్వాస నిశ్వాసములుగా ఉండటం చేతనే దీనికి ఆగమ నిగమం పేరు వచ్చింది.
ఈ ఆగమ నిగమం స్టాండ్ ఫర్ ద ఇన్హేలింగ్ అండ్ ఎక్సేలింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది
దీర్ఘకాల పరిస్థితి ప్రభావం అనుసరించి ఆయా యొక్క అధ్యయనములను అనుసరించి దాని యొక్క మర్మములను సక్రమమైనటువంటి మార్గములను అనుసరించి ఈ వేదములకు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి పేర్లు లభిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
ఆల్ దీస్ వేదాస్ హావ్ గాట్ దీస్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్స్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ద టైమ్ అండ్ ద సర్కమ్స్టెన్సెస్ అండ్ ద రీజన్ వేర్ దీస్ టు ప్లేస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో టేకింగ్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్ ద సీక్రెట్స్ విచ్ దే ఎంబాడీ.
సత్య స్వరూపమైనటువంటి వేదము,
వేద ఇస్ ది వెరీ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్.
ఆ సత్యం నుండి ఆవిర్భవించినటువంటిదే ధర్మము.
ధర్మ హాస్ టేకన్ ఇట్స్ బర్త్ ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ సచ్ ట్రూత్.
వేదమే లేకపోతే ధర్మం ఎక్కడ నిలుస్తుంది?
ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో వేద దేర్ కెనాట్ బి సత్యం.
నాస్తి పరం ధర్మ. ధర్మం అనేటువంటిది సత్యం పైన ఆధారపడి ఉంటుంది.
ధర్మ ఈజ్ బేస్డ్ అపాన్ ట్రూత్.
సత్యం నిత్య నిర్మలమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మతత్వమే ఈ వేదము.
వేద ఈజ్ చేంజ్లెస్ ఎటర్నల్ పర్మనెంట్ ఎంటిటీ అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ ధర్మ.
అన్ని జీవులు ఎందున్న ఆత్మ నేను ఒక్కటే అని మది నిలుపరయ్యాలి అనగా అందరి ఎందున్నటువంటి ఆత్మ తర్వాత నేను అనేటువంటిది ఆ నేను అనేటువంటిది ఆత్మ ఆ రెండు ఒక్కటే ఆత్మ నేను ఈ రెండు ఒక్కటే అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ రికగ్నైజ్ ది ట్రూత్ దట్ ఆత్మ అండ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ ద సేమ్.
ఆత్మకు ఒక్కదానికి మాత్రమే నేను నేను అని చెప్పడానికి అధికారం ఉంటుంది.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఆత్మ విచ్ హస్ గాట్ ది అథారిటీ టు సే ఐ అండ్ ఐ.
అది అనంతమైనటువంటిది.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ఫినిట్.
అప్రమాణమైనటువంటిది.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇమ్మెజరబుల్.
ఇలాంటి వేదమును మనం ఈనాడు ఏదో ఒక సంక్షిప్తమైనటువంటి భావంతో దాన్ని ఉపయోగపెట్టుకుంటున్నాం.
సచ్ గ్రేట్ వేదాస్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ యూజ్ ఇన్ ఎ నారో వే టుడే.
ఈ సంకుచితమైన భావాన్ని దూరం నెట్టాలి.
మేక్ డిస్టెంట్ ఆర్
భావాన్ని మనం పెంచుకోవాలి.
బ్రాడన్ యువర్ హార్ట్ అండ్
ఈ విశాల జగత్తు లోపల ఈ వివేకవంతమైనటువంటి వేదాన్ని మనం పంచాలి.
ఇన్ ది బ్రాడ్ వరల్డ్ యూ హావ్ టు డిస్ట్రిబ్యూట్ దిస్ యాజ్ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్.
కనుకనే వివేక విజ్ఞానముతో కూడినటువంటి ఈ వేదమును
వేద విచ్ ఇస్ ది వెరీ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్
పెట్టుకునేటువంటి యొక్క కర్మలుగా మనం విచారిస్తున్నాము.
వీఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఇంటర్ప్రిట్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది డిమాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది
టైం కాదు.
దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ కరెక్ట్.
ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడా వేదాన్ని గౌరవించాలి.
ఎవ్రీ వన్ షుడ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ వేద.
నీ యొక్క జీవితానికి ఆధారమే ఆ వేదం.
వేద ఇస్ ది వెరీ బేసిక్స్ ఆఫ్
నీ నిత్య జీవితంలో చేసేటువంటి సర్వ కర్మలు కూడా వేదం నుంచి ఆవిర్భవించినటువంటివి.
ఆల్ ది డైలీ యాక్టివిటీ విచ్ యూఆర్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్
నీకు తెలిసినప్పుడు సర్వము వేదమయమే.
వెదర్ యు ఆర్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఆర్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ అవేర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వేద.
ఆ వేదమయుడైనటువంటి యొక్క నారాయణుడే యజ్ఞములందు సాక్షాత్కరిస్తున్నాడు.
ఇట్ ఈజ్ నారాయణ హూ ఇస్ ఇన్ వేద.
నారాయణుడు కూడాను యజ్ఞ స్వరూపుడని కూడాను పేరు.
దట్ ఈస్ రీజన్ వై నారాయణ హాస్ బీన్
డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యజ్ఞ త్యాగమే.
యజ్ఞ రెఫర్స్ టు సాక్రిఫైస్.
ఈ త్యాగం అనేటువంటి దేని త్యాగం చేయాలి?
వాట్ డూ యూ మీన్ బై సాక్రిఫైస్? వాట్
దుర్గుణము త్యాగం చేయాలి?
సాక్రిఫైస్ యువర్ బ్యాడ్
దుర్హంకారమును త్యాగం చేయాలి.
సాక్రిఫైస్ యువర్
దుర్భావమును త్యాగం చేయాలి. త్యాగం చేయాలి.
సాక్రిఫైస్ బ్యాడ్ అంబిషన్స్.
దుర్మార్గాన్ని త్యాగం చేయాలి.
సాక్రిఫైస్ వికెడ్నెస్.
అప్పుడే దైవత్వం అనేటువంటిది మనకు సాక్షాత్కరిస్తుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ యూ కెన్ హ్యావ్ ది విజన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
ఏమి లేని బుర్రలోన ఏమైనా చేర్చవచ్చు.
ఇఫ్ దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ ఇన్ ది హెడ్ యూ కెన్ ఫిల్ ఇట్ విత్ ఎనీథింగ్ దట్
ఏమేమో నిండి ఉన్న తలబుర్ర అది ఖాళీ అగునా?
ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ కెన్ ఇట్ బి ఎంప్టీడ్ ఈజీలీ?
తలబుర్ర అది ఖాళీ కాక ఇలా సుఖితం నింపనగునా?
వితౌట్ ఎంప్టీయింగ్ ఇట్ కెన్ యూ ఫిల్ ఇట్ విత్ సంథింగ్ సేక్రెడ్?
మనం అనేక విధమైనటువంటి భావముల చేత మన హృదయాన్ని నింపుకున్నాం.
వీ హావ్ ఫిల్డ్ అవర్ హార్ట్ విత్ ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ అన్డిజైరబుల్ థింగ్స్.
ఇంకా ఈ యొక్క వేద భావం అనేటువంటి యొక్క స్థానాన్ని నింపుకోవాలంటే ఈ భావాల్లో స్థానం లేదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు ఫిల్ యువర్ హార్ట్ విత్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వేద, దేర్ ఇస్ నో రూమ్ లెఫ్ట్.
కనుక ఈ దుర్భావం మనం దూరం చేసి హృదయాన్ని ఖాళీ చేసి దాంతో ఈ వేదసారం అనేటువంటి యొక్క దైవత్వాన్ని మనం నింపుకోవాలి.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ రిమూవ్ బ్యాడ్ హ్యాబిట్స్ అండ్ ఎంప్టీ యువర్ హార్ట్ యూ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఫిల్ ఇట్ విత్ ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వేద.
ఇది ఏ దైవం అవతరించడానికి దుష్ట శిక్షణ శిష్ట రక్షణ అన్నారు.
ది అవతరణ ఆది డిసెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఈ
అలాగే దుర్మార్గం చంపటం కాదు, దుర్మార్గం అని కా మన భావములే.
ఇట్ ఈస్ రిమూవింగ్ ది వికెడ్నెస్
మన కలంకులే.
చంపాలి దీస్
ధర్మాలి, దైవమే ధర్మము.
కిల్ దీస్ బ్యాడ్ థాట్స్.
కనుకనే సద్భావములు పోషించి దుర్భావములు దూరం చేసి సరైనటువంటి యొక్క జీవతత్వాన్ని మానవత్వంగా వికసింపజేయటమే వేదం యొక్క విశిష్టత.
ది స్పెషాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది వేద is to destroy all wickedness and wicked thoughts and fill the hearts with sacred thoughts and sacred ideas and feelings.
Veda shastramulu neeminchina margaanni manam nadchukunnappudu
only when we follow the path laid down by Veda,
daanini manasreetiga pramanapurvakanga manam vishwasinchinappudu
only when we fully believe from the core of our heart,
maaraniki baadhale undavu.
There would not be any problems and troubles.
మాధనకి మూల కారణము దాన్ని విస్మరించడమే.
మెయిన్ రీజన్ ఫర్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ అఫైర్స్ ఒట్టింగ్ టుడే ఈజ్ గివింగ్ అప్ వేద.
రామ కోదండ రామ రామ పట్టాభి రామ రామ కళ్యాణ రామ రాఘవ రామ. చింతనే చాలు,
రామ చింతనే చాలు,
రామ రామ చింతనే చాలు, నీ నామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు, చింతనే చాలు నామమే మేలు, నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు, రామ చింతనే చాలు రామనామే 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 మేలు, నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామే మేలు, నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామే మేలు, చింతనే చాలు నామే మేలు, నీవాడు రామ నాతో మాట్లాడు రామ
Loving gratitude to you, Swami, for blessing us with your divine discourse. Swami, more than 12,000 devotees from India and 42 countries are here in Prashanta Nilayam, with thousands more joining online from different Sri Satya Sai centers across India to chant Rudram and Mantra Pushpam for global peace and harmony. The only one thought that these chanters have, that we all pray that may all beings in the world and across the worlds be happy. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. I now request the chanters to initiate the mass recitation. We will culminate the recitation with the Sarvadharma song rendered by the students of the Sri Satya Sai Schools, India.
Shiva. Yoga. प्रेम है, mere Ram Ram rahe.
सारे हैं जीवन सहारे,
नाम सारे हैं
sukhino bhavantu svarga loka sukhino bhavantu svarga loka sukhino bhavantu.
Jai